because it is the only fish in the Sea of Galilee large enough to swallow a coin and also be caught on a hook. The third and most common type of commercial fish are mushed, a type of fish that swims and feeds in shoals and has a comb-like dorsal fin. Mushed of edible size range from 6 inches to 1.5 feet long. Fried mushed are still served in restaurants near the Sea of Galilee and are popularly known today as St. Peter's fish. Simon and Andrew spent their nights netting those fish. The brothers were originally from a small village called Bethsaida on the north shore of the lake, John chapter 1, verse 44. But they had moved to a larger town nearby called Capernaum, Mark chapter 1, verses 21 and 29. In Jesus' day, Capernaum was the major town on the north tip of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus made Capernaum his home and the base of his ministry for several months. But he pronounced woe on both Capernaum and Bethsaida in Matthew chapter 11, verses 21 through 24. And those cities are merely ruins today. The ruins of the synagogue in Capernaum are still visible. Nearby, just a block to the south, archaeologists found the ruins of an ancient church. Early tradition, dating back at least to the 3rd century, claims this church was built over the house of Peter. Indeed, archaeologists have found many signs that Christians in the 2nd century venerated this site. It may very well be the house where Peter lived. It is a short walk from there to the edge of the lake. Simon Peter had a wife. We know this because in Luke chapter 4, verse 38, Jesus healed his mother-in-law. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5, that Peter took his wife on his apostolic mission. This may indicate either that they had no children or that their children were already grown by the time he took his wife. However, Scripture does not expressly say that they had any children. Peter was married. That's really all we know for certain about his domestic life. We know Simon Peter was the leader of the apostles, and not only from the fact that his name heads every list of the 12. We also have the explicit statement of Matthew chapter 10, verse 2. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, who is called Peter. The word first in that verse is the Greek term protos. It doesn't refer to the first in a list. It speaks of the chief, the leader of the group. Peter's leadership is further evident in the way he normally acts as spokesman for the whole group. He is always in the foreground, taking the lead. He seems to have had a naturally dominant personality.